appreciate you dropping by. Tell the two ladies of the house we said hello and hope they're doing well. And if you need anything, give me a holler, Richard. All right. With that, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. N Kilo Whiskey 4 Echo Mike Foxtrot. That's KW4EMF. Roger, I'm over in Gaffney. Have no comment.
Welcome, KW4EMF. That's Mr. Roger in Gaffney. Roger, hope you're doing well, sir, and you have a nice evening. All right, with that, let's move on down the log. Next on the stump is KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, how are you tonight, sir?
NUE, KK4JBQ. Well, I'm recovering from a little mishap myself today. I somehow got the bones in my right foot crossed over, or something or other. Extremely, oh gosh, painful. I could not put weight on my right foot. It's sort of straightened out now, but I just have no idea whether the muscles got whether it was a muscle pain or a joint pain or a ligament pain. It did not feel good, and so I've been hobbling around for the half of the day. But anyhow, I just wanted to remark that this has been a very enjoyable net. You know, I always enjoy the net. It's my entertainment, so to speak. But very interesting topics. And, Richard sounded marvelous tonight. I mean, it's... I knew this right away that he was feeling good, but I also, I think, have picked up that you're not feeling all that good, that you really had a demanding day, or perhaps a demanding week, I don't know, but you're tired of showing, and I won't belabor this comment to keep you up any later. It's just about 10 o'clock. But anyhow, I wanted to say how I have enjoyed the net so far, and I thank you for being the net control tonight. And I thank everybody that chose to participate. This is sort of a participation, isn't it? KK4JBQ.
I am a little tired, Larry. First of all, I hope you get your foot straightened out. I know that's difficult having to hobble around. But now I've been working on a project in shop for, I don't know, off and on now, I guess, 3-4. Got into a situation where I just couldn't figure out exactly what to do. And it's just had me stumped. So, get something on your mind like that, or I do. I can't turn it off. I can't walk away from it. It's just like a toothache. It just stays there. So, last night I came to, you know, to bed down and just flipped and flopped. I couldn't sleep, and I dozed off maybe around 9 o'clock and had a dream. About, you know, how to fix this situation, what to do. So laid there another hour or so, realized I couldn't sleep, and I said, well, can't sleep, might as well do something productive. So next thing I know, you know, I got all involved in trying to get the thing straightened out, and watched the sun come up this morning from the shop. And realized I'd been down there all night, but got it straightened out, got it fixed, and took some doing. But you know, I'm happy with it. And tomorrow I'm gonna test things out and see how it works out. But like I said, I am a little tired. It was kind of neat watching the sun come up this morning. The time just got away from me, you know. Has that ever happened to you?
Of course it's happened, and, well, I can tell you stories. But anyway, I just wonder, so you're telling us that you got the answer to the problem you were solving while in a dream. Is that what you were saying?
That is correct, and that happens quite frequently with me. I get something on my mind and can't get it off, and usually takes a week or two, though. If I get a problem that stumps me really bad, I just get grumpy because it's got me beat. And usually I'll have a dream about it, about what to do or what to try. And I don't think that there has ever been a time that was incorrect. Usually it's little tips or tricks you got to add along with it. But the general idea sometimes comes in the form of a dream. I guess it's just on my mind subconsciously. And if I wait long enough and get aggravated enough, that's usually how it presents itself.
Well, I've been interested for years in the experimentation that it's a medical thing, I believe, that to do sleep trials and discover what one can about where we go when we close our eyes and drift off. And but even more so, what we do when we get there. And for you, on occasion, it is solving a problem. You know, you have everything or anything at your disposal in your dream if you can control it, and they call that lucid dreaming. Mm-hmm. Being aware that you are in a dream state and utilizing that, the knowledge that you are in a dream, to actually affect the dream. Do things that you wouldn't be able to do out here in the real world. Too many laws out here in the real world. You know, physical laws. That's just fascinating. It really is. Just add to my list here of things that have come up tonight, which are very interesting to continue thinking about even after the net has passed. It is a highlight of my day, I got to say. But I was taught to feel this way about it years ago by a gentleman whose name you've heard often, I suppose, especially on this net. Ray Allison would talk about his day, and Ray got up into his 90s, I believe, and he was still very active, and he had just the right frame of mind. He would work until he felt he should sit down and relax a bit, and then he'd get up and go at it again. So, in essence, that's really pretty good advice. I took most everything that man said as good advice. He would also, especially with Gary, KI4DOS, they would talk about, and we're at that season of the year, he'd talk about his plans for a garden. So we would be going all through that, in the selection of what they were going to plant and the condition that they found their soil in and how they might augment it or improve it. And, you know, this was the gardening net, you know, during the growing season, and then we would have harvest, and then what do you do with it and how you cooked it or whatever. If Gary's still listening, I really do miss Ray, and this is one reason why. He always was doing something. The man knew how to live, and so he's gone on to a better place, I trust. But he left a lot back here. He left some people who really appreciated the life that he led. and the things that he taught us. And the same thing's going on today. Same thing. This is a place where we come to gather, and those of us who take the leap, we'll let you know what our day was like or what we've been thinking on and stuff like that. It's a real privilege. And so, I know you're ready to have a good sleep tonight. I hope you do. And so I'll let you get on to that. And I thank you again for hosting the net for us and keeping everything straight. KO4NUE, KK4JBQ. And I'll say goodnight to Anna also. 7-3.
I'll let you go. I've just been waiting to call the net, so I'm going to let you know. Had a little bit of excitement on Saturday. My daughter's boyfriend came down to the shop. I was down there messing around, and he never comes to the shop. And came in, walked around, was just, kind of really, really chatty. And I just tell, you already suspect where I'm going with this, and you would be right. But I said, no, what's going on with you? I said, you all right? I said, you white as a ghost. And well, I need to talk to you. I said, what we going to talk about? So, here we are, number two. Lewis got married, last year. And my daughter's, she's next, I guess. So, we had a long talk and was candid with one another, as a father should be. But I'm excited for him and her, I guess. But that was, quite the different experience handling a marriage situation with your children, with a daughter. And it's just quite interesting. So let me let my radio drop. It's KO4NUE with KK4JBQ. We got through talking. He walked back, was on the way back up to the house, and Dad came down on the Kubota. And I said, well, Daddy, I said, married. What? Did he talk to you? I said, he did. He said, where is he? I said, he's up at the house. And boy, he took off and he went and got him a handful too. So it was kind of an interesting day Saturday.
Well, you only get a few chances. And in your case, this one chance to make it hard on him, really. But then your dad picked up, I guess, where you left off. What a day that was for him. Now, he will never forget this asking for your daughter's hand and for you, his granddaughter's hand. If that's how it came out, I hope he had enough blood in his veins. you do turn white as a sheet. I remember talking with Donna's dad about such a thing. He was delighted. He was thrilled. It had little to do with me. He trusted Donna so much. Donna is such a level-headed person. And I suppose, as he put it, if she has made this decision, then we will both abide by her decision. And happy for her. I really am. I trust that the plans and the arrangements and their life together will be all they hope it to be. That's the best way you can put something like that. You don't know what people's future is going to be, but this is the beginning of a future that, you know, human beings look forward to. Both genders look forward to this. And I'm tickled for her. And I'm tickled for you. You know why? I mean, you got three children, so that's three chances. You know, is it door number one, door number two, or door number three? Which one's going to open first, so to speak? And so that's been, you know, it's been on my mind and on my heart that you really need some youngins around, don't you?
You dogs I got, they moan and groan and complain. Pixie carries my socks off out in the yard. And Casey, he's got where he can't get around too good. I have to, you know, kind of convince him to come along with me because he's, you know, hips are so bad. So I was telling a friend of mine yesterday that my dad's married to a doctor, and I told her that I needed some, could she get me some concentrated caffeine. And she said, what do you want with that? And I said, when my grandkids get here, when they come and stay the weekend with me, when I put them back in the car on Saturday, I'm just going to spray them down with caffeine, fill their mouth full of chocolate, and every time they come, I'm going to buy a box of Legos so they can leave it on the floor and Mom and Daddy can step on it and, you know, have sharp objects to step on at 2 o'clock in the morning. So it's time about fair play. You ever heard that?
And I know there's a prank or two in there for sure. But I figure, really now, you've got a little while to plan and a little while to dream and anticipate. So this is something that if you hold the right thing in your mind, it'll be just as enjoyable and perhaps make the announcement that they're expecting. I mean, either three of them or whatever that they're expecting, even sweeter. The anticipation, the thoughts about what to do, when to do it, how your part will play out, you know, all that's pretty sweet stuff. So I know every once in a while you want to get on them about, you know, how anxious you are to fill up the world, go forth and multiply and all of that, but truly, part of the journey is getting there, you know, and, well, anyhow, I'm happy for your children, and Perry will come along in due time, won't he?
Yeah, we've been working together in the shop a lot, and things have definitely settled down. He's showing some responsibility and forward thinking, and you know, I'm just really, really proud of him to watch him kind of grow. And we found out his sister was getting engaged. He asked if, you know, what I thought about marrying his girlfriend, and we had a candid conversation about it. And it's kind of interesting, though, to hear his thoughts on marriage, as young as he is. But I think he's got it figured out. So we'll wait and see what comes to fruition. I'm curious, but I'll mention it again probably next week and see kind of what happens. But you could see him sitting on at the table, and you could see just gears turning in his mind. So I'm not sure what he's thinking about, but it kept him occupied for a little bit.
I experienced what it's like to be a brother of a sister who got married, and I guess it was almost 2 years later that she was expecting. And that news is a special announcement. That's a special bit of news for everybody that hears it. So I heard it. I only had one sister, so this is only going to happen to me once, you know. And so I took it in, and I spent a lot of time in those months as she was preparing and all this. A lot of time visiting and just seeing how things were going with her and how her husband was helping out and all that. You know, it's just a big deal. It's one of the biggest deals. But it can be that for those of us who are not directly involved, you know. My sister was a sweetheart, and all I could think about, you know, with Donna and I have now had children. So when my mother had a child late, I was 13 when my sister was born, then I pretty much, you know, fed and diapered and taught her this, that, and the other thing about the world. And so it was my chance, and I knew it. I knew it that I should take as much advantage as I could with that child, to enjoy these things that are labor for some, and just not, you know, changing a diaper is not something that is a thrilling thing to experience. But I took interest in it. And this is back when diapers required pins to keep them on, you know. And I can tell the story, and I have many times, that the only time I ever heard that baby cry was when I stuck her with a diaper pin. She was a quiet and a sweet child. And she made a good mama. She died too early. But anyway, it's a hope everybody still listening has got this on their mind right now, and wishes you all the best as a grandpa, and wishes them all the best as a new couple headed for something truly big in their lives. Chad, thank you for that extra bit of news. I'll sleep well tonight. That's fantastic stuff. You take care, won't you? KK4JBQ.
It's KO4NUE. You too, Larry. And you be sure to tell Miss Donna we said hello. I don't know if you told her the first time, but me and Anna was talking about you two the other day, and wondering how y'all are doing and all. But anyway, 73, and we'll talk at you later. Appreciate you dropping by. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Kilos, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, Mobile, 85, coming out of Gaffney. Down here, fixing to come up on 101 here, I think. Name's Kevin. Just wanted to say congratulations to you there on what y'all was talking about. Me and I'll be negative and negative. 73's to you and everybody on deck.
Great. Hope you and Miss Anna are having a wonderful evening. If you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike, location in Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, Chad, other than to wish you and Larry both a wonderful evening. And congratulations, Chad, on the recent news. Again, overheard. Well, I guess it wasn't overhearing you and Larry. But anyway, going through that similar situation myself. My middle daughter got married back in September. So anyway, know how proud you must be. Anyway, I'll go ahead and clear out of here. Thanks, Chad. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
Welcome, KN4UBG. That's Mr. Kevin in Gaffney tonight, mobile. Kevin, you be safe, sir. And also, we'd like to welcome AK4HR. That's Mr. Mike in Simpsonville. Mike, nice hearing from you. Sorry I missed you on the radio the other day.
But, not sure what I was doing. But, I'll get you next time. You know, I know you got it covered and all. But, I'll get you next time. Don't hesitate to ask. I'd love to help you out. All right. Anyway, 73's, any additional station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Any other stations that I may have missed for comments or racked you, please call KO4NUE. Nothing heard, please stand by for my net report. Return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73 to all on the net. And it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE from Campobello. I'm clear.